Welcome, listener, to the Historical Inaccuracies podcast.
For those of you who don't know,
our podcast is brought to you by four friends, two Scots, a Greek and an English Rose, who like to chat about history.
And believe it or not, this isn't the setup to a corny dad joke.
There's Kelly.
Because she was 11. When the envoys asked for her hand in marriage, Jadwiga said, "You need to ask Mama." Literally, she said, my mum needs to decide.
And Cameron?
Well, it's like, alright, you big ginger fanny, how's it going?
Maria?
Hello, my friends.
Oh, steady on, Maria. And my name's Becky. I still feel like I'm either an idiot or working on a sex line when I do that. So why should you join us? Well, there's some laughs.
That is not how I sound. That's terrible.
That's amazing.
I love
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. That's exactly how you sound.
I do not sound that constipated.
I think you do.
There's some jokes.
Okay, so between 8500 BC and 100 AD, there was aliens and wild haggis roaming the hills around Edinburgh.
There's some fairly dodgy moments. Kelly, I love how you're taking this really, really seriously, and all I'm thinking is, their tongue goes somewhere different in their
You know what? I was actually going to say that as well. I can confirm via my wife that Scottish tongues are very good. Just like to say that. You know what?
We'll wonder what the duck was going on. That, to me, that sounds a bit like something a spy would say. You know, like when you're meeting in the cafe in Paris during World War II, and then someone sat there with a newspaper and you go, "Christ has risen," and the other person says, "Yes, he has."
Yes, has risen. I keep saying resurrected. You're right. Christ has risen. Yes, indeed, yes. Like a code word.
And in general, we talk a lot about history.
Did you know he was the first person to be documented to be assassinated by firearm?
Lennox would draw the king to carnal lust.
I had always kind of thought that one of the major differences between them was that there were actually certain parts of the King James Bible that had just been made up.
It's hardly like the Scottish amazing victory over the English if they're literally just stabbing people that are stuck in the mud.
But they literally portray her as like this pure nymphomaniac devil, like she-devil.
Unfortunately, due to Stalin being a massive knob, many of the soldiers weren't allowed to return home.
You are invited to listen, enjoy, and spread the news of this social experiment taking place in your ears whilst we entertain you.